A new card game called Most Wanted CEO is stirring controversy. The game, created by the self-described socialist apparel company Comrade Workwear, features a deck of cards with prominent CEOs and QR codes linking to pages explaining why they are deemed evil. James Haar, the founder of Comrade Workwear, took to TikTok to explain the game. Haar listed several of the CEOs featured in the deck, including the heads of Walmart, Northrop Grumman, Dow Chemical, Shell, and the Sackler family. One side of each card displays the CEO and a QR code. However, the other side features an image of a shooting target. The game's debut comes in the wake of the December 4th killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City. Haar praised the assassination in a TikTok video, calling Thompson's death good news and describing the assassin as a hero. Haar said police visited him on the morning of Monday, December 16th. Well, the cops showed up at my door this morning. I guess making CEO most wanted playing cards gets you noticed, he said. But don't worry, I'm all good on the police front of things for now. Haar responded with a statement to Fox Business. In the statement, Haar said, I'm not suggesting anyone should cause any physical harm to anyone, but I do want people to know who is making their life harder, who is stealing from them, who is deciding that a couple more percentage points of profit is worth the life of your loved ones. While polls show that the majority of Americans disapprove of celebrating Thompson's death, some people have expressed support for the assassin, Luigi Mangione. A backpack company in San Francisco has faced harassment after it was revealed the owner had tipped off police in an effort to help authorities locate Mangione when he was on the run.